We're coming again as your friend with an open Bible, trusting the Lord that this will be a day that he shall get glory unto himself, and we that are his shall be strengthened and encouraged and give praise and glory unto him. Let me say this before we mention the Word of God. Let us invite you to hear the preaching of the gospel of God's holy, sovereign grace at 1719 East Center Street Extension. The time is at hand that you sat and listened to the Word, not that which is thought to be the Word, but the Word of God. We need to hear that today. Our service begins at 10 o'clock, and then Wednesday evening, of course, at 7:30. Meet here in my home. Have a wonderful time in the Lord. Now, we're coming with our Bible open again to the book of Romans. Last Sunday, we read concerning where when men knew God, they glorified him not as God, and became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. They began to worship things that were made by men's hands. They worshiped creeping things, four-footed beasts, and the creature more than the Creator. And in verse 28, Romans 1, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now we're concerned today with the condition that prevails on every side. Seems like the moral standard has been lower. The price of virtue has the bottom's fallen out, so to speak. There's no concern. I don't care is the word you hear. The phrase. What do we care? Seems that men have, young and old alike, have begun to form all of this life around the perishing. As Adam and Eve did, they listened to the devil, as we mentioned last Sunday morning, and they partook of what was forbidden, and God gave them that which he said he would. Death, separation from himself. And men today are following after the offerings of the devil. You'll say, well, I just think everybody's coming along fine. They're going to church and everything. Are you keeping up with the progress of the church today? Did you know 6 out of 10 of the leading denominations lost membership last year? Do you know that according to the statistics released for 1969, that giving by the church member averaged less than $2 a year? Can you believe that? Do we love God? No, we love things. Whereas the Apostle Paul gave the picture in 2 Timothy chapter 2:3 and verse 2, men shall be lovers of their own selves. Love self rather than love God. Love the material things rather than the spiritual, the eternal, as we're told to lay up treasures in heaven where moth, rust, thieves cannot touch. We're watching the various organizations as they clamor for the government's dole to take care of the less fortunate, they say, and the uneducated and the minority groups, and Then we see the churches. They go all out for something to try to rescue. But, beloved, I'm wondering if God hasn't turned us loose to ourselves now, and we're floundering as we're not able to penetrate. We're not able to, there's not an impact. Wherever the great world evangelists go, they no doubt leave much evidence, if any, of God having moved through the land. Men love themselves today. They're going to listen to themselves, and they're not going to listen to God. In the last day, when they love themselves, they don't love the truth. They will not hear sound doctrine. Though they be religious, they have a desire to be pampered. Scripture speaks of itching ears, want somebody to teach them a little something. Sunday school itis, you know, has taken over, and great majority leave the church after Sunday school anyway, and that's all they want. They have no desire for the power of God upon them, where they might speak out against sin, speak up for, in His name for the glory of God, declare the judgment of God that shall do right, and this earth planet's population inhabitants shall receive its just desert. They don't want to speak out that. No. They want everything fine. I'm mighty afraid that we're about ready for the coming of the Lord. Or rather, I should say, I'm not afraid. I fear for those that are not prepared. I rejoice as I feel like we're near the coming of the Lord. Surely He will not tarry much longer. Last days, men shall be lovers of their own selves. In the book of Romans again, it's a verse of Scripture in chapter 6, and that verse is 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey? Now God said, self had to go. If any man will deny himself, let him take up his cross and follow me. Not necessarily strip himself of his clothing. Not necessarily go on a hunger strike. Not necessarily refuse to eat but just a certain food in a certain amount till his body succumb to malnutrition. God forbid. But deny his old will of setting up his own God. Are you listening? We raise up our own God. We may claim the God of the Bible, but does He have the lordship of our life? He is Lord. He's Lord over the material world. He's Lord over the physical. He's Lord over the spiritual. God bless your heart if you have any inkling or any desire to escape the damnation of hell. You ought to call on God, because He's Lord. And you're not going to receive life everlasting unless it be given you from heaven. You do not have it in your hands today. It is not in arm length's reach. And no one's able to produce it. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. And then that's where the setting up of the gods come. That's where the worship of the false god, self, where material things take first place in their life. Oh, how we degrade the Sabbath or the Lord's Day today. Spring is here. Men shall cease to sit and enjoy the family and friends. Even go to the house of the Lord. They'd be towing their rigs to the various water place holes and get out and frolic, and fish, and drink. I'm not talking about church members. The old poor rank sinner doesn't know any better. People I'm reading about in here are religious people. When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. In the last days, they'll be lovers of their own self. They'll have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power of God. Brother, God saves men not in sin, but apart from sin. He saves them not to disgrace, but to glory. Shame, no, glory, exaltation. He that humbled himself shall be exalted, the Bible says. And I believe what God hath written. Dear soul, if you're sitting today, you're lost. I beseech you to seek the Lord. You that are shut in cannot enter or get out to the house of God. Enjoy the services today that come into your home by radio. This old preacher covets your prayers. Write us a letter. Drop us a card. Appreciate those phone calls and cards and letters that come. Never a week passes hardly that there isn't some mail come. Words of appreciation. Likewise, we would ask you to pray about the financial burden of this broadcast. May God help you, keep you, till we meet again, I pray.